It's...
Fragt die Gemara, wich mi acher, she zeh tofus v'oymeid, ve zeh tofus v'oymeid, shvu azu lama. Wich mi acher, she zeh tofus v'oymeid, ve zeh tofus v'oymeid. Each one is holding it at the karkashta. We have to reanalyze what's the status of someone holding a talis at a karkashta. Haga ba'atzmacha. If one person was holding the talis at the karkashta, that's it. He would have had to be able to say kula shali and it would be his. But Bibal, there are two people holding it at the karkashta. Each one has a potential tfisa on the whole thing, but there was a big nidain to handle that the emes, maybe each one's only muchzak on half. But how extreme should we do this? I think Amol, way back before the Oiris of Hanukkah, we were handling the color system. And let's respect that for a minute. Let's cut the talis in half, figuratively. And Reuven's holding the blue half, and Shimon's holding the green half. Now, Avada, Reuven is timing that the green part is also his. Shimon is timing that even the blue part is his. But Reuven's holding the blue part, Shimon's holding the green part, and each one's getting a spitz. I'm muchzik on it, and you're not. Each one l'chayr potentially has amoyti mechaveri olav haraya, haraya against the other one, and each one should go home with half without needing a shvua. In Oymik, the Gemara asks that on the base of a base, possibly. But is that what the Gemara is asking here? There are rishonim that want to speak out that that's nichlal on the Gemara's kash over here. V'chemeyach shezet tofes v'oymid. And let's add, well, like, where did this kasha come in? You know, Emes, I don't have a clarity on this. I'll explain something. Yesterday, we discussed the nusach of the shvur. And the Gemara got involved that on one hand, the Mishnah says, you say, ain't li bapachas mechetzi. The Gemara got involved and says, it's not appropriate to swear flat out, kulay shali, even though, potentially that would have been the great thing to do, because maybe you should swear what your taina is. Each one's taina, kulay shali, swear to be ma'amis your taina. The Gemara says, Ned, over, oh me, you have vinon like kula, but we're not giving you the whole thing. Machalikis mishayim. Rashi says it's a ganak to bezdin. We said a pshat from the Ritzvash, there were other pshatim. But then the Gemara said, okay, so swear flat out, chetzi shali. Says the Gemara, no, that's not appropriate because lamaisa, you're being mora to your taina. Your taina was kula shali. Then you're going to get on the podium and swear half of it is yours. Your mama's swearing lahead you, the words are connected with your taina. So the Gemara came out with this politically correct with two additional inserts. The lesson of the Mishnah is Eimi Bapachas Michetia, which a real geshmak scammer could have in mind. Yeah, nothing is mine. I don't have less than half. You get it? So the Gemara added, you say, an insert of Kula Shali, Uli Devrechem Shmur Sheyesh Li Ba, the Eimi Bapachas Michetia. And we had a problem that the Rif and the Rambam are mashmit those extra additional inserts. But bottom line, the Shmur is Eimi Bapachas Michetia. Adkan, there was much more to it that we did yesterday. All of a sudden, and I really don't know. All of a sudden, the Gemara asks, why is the kasha triggered now? Okay, you clarified the lashon of the shvuah. V'chemei acher, like, where did this kasha pop out from? Some rishonim say it's popping out from Gimel Amud Aleph. On Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, Anan Sahadi Lazeh, and Anan Sahadi Lazeh. That's what the Gemara is triggered from. Oh, each one has an ansadi, so Reuven has Gemamish Geshmak, blue, an ansadi on his blue half. And separately, Shimon has Mamish Geshmak and Ansadi on his green hat. So the Bechlaus and the Biachim of Shvur. Another Nusach is from the Balamor, that the trigger for this Kash is Avdalit. Not of Gimel, Avdalit, Halach. Traumatic maybe for some people, but Halach. Halach is like this. The Balamor understood that when the Oymek of the Gemara went and understood that each one is Halaching the other one, is because it's so already split up, cut up, that Shimon gave Reuven his blue hat. Reuven gave. I mean, there was a tzad that Halach means your mamash gave it already to the other guy. Where'd you give it to the other guy? They're both holding it at their karkashta and screaming kulishli. Yeah, but the lumdus of the gedder of holding it is such that Reuven gave Shimon his half and Shimon gave Reuven his half. So why is there a shvua? Each one gave it up. It's already totally cut. So the Gemara asks, what's pshat in the shvua? The sheet the Mekubetzis over here brings from Rabbeinu Yoimis in a different shot that he wants to learn, and we will see this on Daf Zayin. What if Reuven and Shimon are not holding it at their kakashta? What if Reuven actually has a Yodim Agas crumpled up, rolled up, 15% of the talus? And Shimon also has crumpled up 22. Yeah, like the numbers? 22% of the talis. By the way, what is the din? Shimon gets his total 22 farois. Reuben gets his total 15%. How much is left? Where are our... The 63 is split up proportionally to 22-15? No. How is the 63 split up? 50-50. Equal, yeah? When they're going to make a shvua, do they only swear a shvua on the 63? On the shar? Or do they even swear on the other magas? What's taking it in? Machlekes Rishonim on Daf Zayin. We'll see about it. But Shita Mekabes Hashem Rabbein Yonison nems on that you even swear on the other magas part. And that's what's going on in the kasha. Why are you swearing on that? V'chemiyachash is a tofes v'ayimit even on the other magas. V'zeh tofes v'ayimit even on the other magas. Why are you swearing on that? And that's the kasha, which is not so posh because there are those who hold you don't. But that's a mechudish to kipshat. Posh pshat though, the setup is that we're so nemming on that the gather of the tefisas that each one has of hadois on his half. So why is there a shvua b'chlal?
None of those mahalim explain why it's here though. Gimel jumps to here, Dalet.
Yeah, because Rabchia mentioned that on Saadi, we got caught up with Halach and Slum Dinrin and Ahureya, which is a Hashlama, and then we just quickly figured out the Lashon of the Shvua, and we're ready to ask the Kasha. I'm trying. If you have a better shot, that's what I'm saying.
We've just shown that the
Shvua is saying, yeah. My attempt was that, yes, this was just a Chanukah between and this, Zoy Chanukah, and then we ask the Kasha. And then, yeah, you're right, it needs work still. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and this Rabbi Yochanan was quoted already on Gimel Amar Aleph, if we remember. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvu Azu Takonas Chachomini. Shalom Yehei Kalecha Becher Hoyle Vatekat Lishel Chaveri Vamish Alihu. It's a special takonah because when there's a tug of war on the Karkashta, we have a chashash that maybe someone is going to want to be taikif. To prevent that, we say, Reuven, Shimon, one of you, maybe you talk and pick it up together. It's a possibility, but maybe not. And maybe the one that's lying. Maybe the one that's lying, maybe not. Maybe after the one that's saying the truth has nerve in and he doesn't want to swear it has baba mitzvah. It's possible. We can't say the whole world. But maybe, just maybe, and it's a reasonable enough siva to do, make a takana on both, that after the one that knows he's not saying the truth is going to cave in. And we're going to tell him, hey, don't try to do that scam of Amy Bapakas Michet when you have zero. Ha ha. No, we're covering you. You're saying coolishly. And maybe he'll step down. Bomb. We're not up to it yet. Befrek the Gemara. But what do you mean? Migdal Choshen Amamayin Choshen Hashvusa. Ad Kama that Yechoshen that guy is planning to take a talis that doesn't belong to him. But Oisoy Nido that he's going to steal a talis. He also doesn't drink Chalav Stam. I mean, he also that was the mushel we gave. He also won't. We gave the mushel, right? The guy had the refrigerator with his milk every day in his yeshiva dorm, and someone kept on taking his milk, and he didn't like black coffee, so he put a big sign Gezel Gomer, and it didn't help. And then he put a small little thing Chalav Stam, and the milk stayed. Right. So Yeridaya versus Chayshe Mishpat. I'll explain you afterwards. Yeah, but it goes that is it so posh that for a moment you're being hushed on Shvuah and Be'ezer Hashem we're at the threshold and we're going to get there today. I want to start it, but till we get there, the Gemara says this pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says Mefurish that the kasha of Migu the Chashad Amamayin the Chashad Hashvuasa is triggered on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, you say the Shvuah is because you're worried he's going to be taken up Talisa Shel Chaveray. Hey, if you're worried he's going to be taken up the Talisa. Without blinking, he's going to swear also. Confronting him with the shvuah was no taisefes clarity, nothing doing. No tayats. Why is it only shvuah on Rabbi Yochanan? Like, what would have been another pshat that you wouldn't have had shvuah? So let's just quickly recap. It's important. What potentially could be other pshatim in the shvuah of the Mishnah? On Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara brought a pshat of Meir Heter. The Gemara had a shakla matari that maybe by mitzia a person is meir heter. Why should he have a lucky day? I should have a lucky day. By nekechum memkar is a meir heter. He paid. I also paid or will pay the doik, and maybe he's meir heter. And the shvuah is going to prevent the meir heternik. Truth be said, if the shvuah is preventing a meir heternik, avada there's no kasha of migud chasher amayin chasher hashvusa. Meir heterniks avada don't swear falsely. Another option, bid the dummy. We a lot discussed on Beis and Beis that bid the dummy, they're both running for them. Each one really thinks, we even said, like I'll be bananas, he really thinks he's saying the truth. In bid the, by Aragtia, you don't have that. But by Metzia and Mekach Memker, there's bid the dummy. If there's bid the dummy, there's no kasha of Migu the Chashan Amamayin Chashan Ashwusa. So again, Meir Heter, there wouldn't be a kasha. Bid the dummy, there wouldn't be a kasha. What other pshat did we have in the Shavuot? The emes is on Beis Amid Beis. We had another pshat. We coined the term Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav hashua. I want to just for a minute stall on it because I'm not sure if it works out over here. We know that when a guy's holding something exclusively and it's his and he's muchzik and someone else says it's not his and it's the other guy says it's his, the muchzik says hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav harai. Anything less than a raya. Standard edus. Yeah, don't try any circumstantial evidence proofs. This that bring edim, you'll get it. Otherwise, not. But in this situation where they're both holding it, and it's gufa of alagan of blue, green, and gray, and a little bit, there's a blue tint in the green part, and there's a green tint in the blue part, and each one's holding like that, the gedur gufa is that he says, yeah, you want to be mighty for me? Ha-mighty mechaveiroi? You don't have to be a raya. Aber all of ha-shvua. That shvua would fit into the system over here. There was also another pshat. What else did we have? Oh, we had Reb Chiya. In the interim, we had Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya possibly wanted to suggest kamat that this is a shvua d'oraisa. Fascinating concept. That each one is kivu kaifra kol on the other one, but there's a non-sahadi quote of edus of each one, blue, the green, and green, and that created kemata deraisa tikeshu. Is it really deraisa? I mean, did we have it? Do you really need the talis to be worth 64 prutis, which is shtei kesef? A reminder of that topic. If the pshat in the sugi was Reb Chiya, would there be a kasha of migud chashid? Something to think about. Something to think about. Now, so there are other pshat the most of, but we're going to leave that go, and I want to now ask the other way. The Gemara says, no, put all those pshatim on the side. We have Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. What's Rabbi Yochanan's pshat? Before you let someone take by talish, naim oichsim, yachloiku, it's a pshara, a nice pshara, they're both holding it. But let each one swear, because what about halakif atakif? Hahu arv, what's the din? Kaldol and Govar. There were two people saying the sfino, the arva was theirs. They're going to be the Kaldol and Govar next. Can a third player come in? Is there like a time limit when it's like only those two guys are in? Could a third guy come and say, no, it's mine? And he'll also go into the Kaldol and Govar pool. Is there like a stopper where it's like set up, it's them two? I don't know. Why would there be? So it's not, okay, fine, no grain rules, fine. But let's assume that we're fine, we're waiting, with Annie. There's nobody else, it's only those two, we set them up. I mean, hold on, you figure out what AI, how it's working out. There's about to be a Kaldol and Govar situation, yeah? Maybe they should both make a shvua before they start the festivities, yeah? The as I frek the shita. One second, let's enjoy the kasha. As I frek the shita. Why don't we implement, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, before we let the Kol Olam Gavar players get in, let there be a shvua, shalo yehei kalechem haylech v'tekech lishal chaveiroi. Why only by a chloiku with there? Rabbi Yochanan shvua, what? I can't hear what? Yeah, beforehand. This is here. What? We're not doing chalukah. I'm asking to do chalukah. How much is each one? How much is each one gonna? What is the guy? What is the shvua gonna be? What is the shvua gonna? In this suggested potential, I forgot the sprachim this, but giving out the shvuas, yeah. What's the nusach of the shvua gonna be?
Difficult.
What?
That's the problem.
Oh, that's the teretz, because there won't be a nusach. Oh, if Kol Olam Gavar is a siluk. Okay, I'm a salak my kasha. But the Rishonim speak this out. There's a mahalach. What I heard from the Olam so far was various ha'oris why Kol Olam Gavar is not appropriate. The din of a shvua. Lu yitzuya by Kol Olam Gavar, the din would also be yachloiku. It could be still, there wouldn't be a shvua. Because what triggers Rabbi Yochanan's shvua of shleik alechad hoylof v'toykif is the fact that they're holding it and toykif. In Arba, when they're not touching it yet, grada the thing is called ungover. Yeah, grada. Let's say the thing would have been yachloikum. Let's say you would convince yourself that Arba is drawer the moino. Let's say you would convince yourself that it's when it's chaluki yachoyim liyasemes, you say yachloikum without a shnei moitzim. Whatever the system, when it's not a vade ramai, we'll find you a case. There's a different akud over here that would trigger Rabbi Yochanan's shvua. Tak, you know what? It's not a nice challenge. I have a case of Arva, where maybe the din would be Yachloiku, according to some of the Rishonim. If you work out when it's not a Vade Rami somehow, work out that it's not a Vade Rami somehow, and you go with the Shittas that you don't need Oyechazin, and it is Chaluki Yachloiku Yisemes, and the din is Yachloiku, and you hear my son. The din is going to be Yachloiku without a Shvua. How about that? Now I'm excited. The din is going to be Yachloiku without a Shvua. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Shvua, the Shleik Alech Rehel of Taikif, was Bezunder mitzad the Tfisa. More than that, I saw in the Pnei Yeshua, he handles, you know, the Gemara made a tzrichas on, this is Gishmak, the Gemara, everything is. The Gemara made a tzrichas on Beis and the Beis. Why is there two cases in the Mishnah? Metzia and Nekichumemkar, those are the two cases. What did the Gemara say on Beis and Beis? Why you need both cases? Why is enough one case? Just say one case, say just Metzia, just say Nekichumemkar. Why need two cases? What did the Gemara say? What? in the mechanism of Myra Hetter, the Gemara gave us this whole quasi-psychological thing that maybe there's a little bit Myra Hetter over here, a little bit Myra Hetter over here. And then we asked. So let's say Arakhtia. And Trump the whole issue. And we said eight words, and we're not doing that. But this whole thing about Arakhtia. But I'll tell you something else. The Pnei Yeshua says, we're not in Myra Hetter mode anymore. We're in Rabbi Yochanan. In Rabbi Yochanan also, he has a knech of a tzrichsa. In what triggers the Shaloyah HaKolech HaHoylech V'toykif, he also has a tzrichas in Metziyah Mekach HaMekach. Then maybe Dafka by Metziyah, there's more of a Sivat Tav Shalek HaLech HaTekach. I ain't sure. But they say, we're in a new system now. In Metziyah Mekach HaMekach, we could make a tzrichas in that also. But we're in the Rabbi Yochanan system, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't apply by Arva, and it applies Taka, Sai by Talas, Sai by Mekach HaMekach, and it's Shaloyah HaKolech HaHoylech V'toykif. And we discussed the various Shavuos, but I want to theorize a few more Pratim. We're at the threshold of Migud HaChashid. I saw an interesting kasha from Rishul Leib Diskin. He wants to say, Be'emes, Reuven Klapi Shimon, forget blue and green, Reuven Klapi Shimon, Reuven is saying the entire talis is his. What is Shimon? I'll give you a hint, yeah? In the world of Moedim Mixes, Koifra Kol, Habrabchia, Shuas HaShoimrim, like, what would you be'etzim call Reuven Klapi Shimon and Shimon Klapi Reuven? Classic Koifra Kol? Look at it as two different than Tyrus. Reuven says, hey, give me my entire blue-green talis. And Shimon says, no, none of it is yours. At the same time, Shimon is saying, give me my entire blue-green talis. And Reuven says, none of it is. It's classified for a call. So Rabbi Shul, listen, that's the Gemara's kasha. Zet toifus vayimid. So the other guy's koifer ha-koiling him. And he's toifus vayimid. And they're like, koifer ha-koil, needs a shvur not? No. Frek the Gemara. V'chemiach, what's going on? The koifer ha-koil doesn't swear. That's the knech in the Gemara. Forget about all the other reasons. Koifer ha-koil doesn't swear. Who says it's anything other?
No, I'm saying that's the reason why we didn't have a
shvur. No, not always. No, there was other pshat. I'm going to get to that. One second. That's Rashi. Pasha pshat, flair. Koifer HaKol doesn't swear. So what's going on? This shouldn't be a shvur. Koifer HaKol doesn't swear. Oh, next. Rav Nachman, not me, Rashi. You mean the one from Tachay, right? Rav Nachman holds that there's a shvur heses by every Koifer HaKol. When did Rav Nachman implement that according to most Rishonim? Not in which year, B.C., A.D., but it's not in the times of the Mishnah. It's Rav Nachman introduced a new concept on a times of the Amirayim. And you know what? Yes. Maybe every Mishnah Moichsen would have a Shavuos. That's his name. But I want to ask a better question. Rashi Sheet is in Shavuos. I didn't tell Oilam this, but Rashi Sheet in Shavuos, there's a diyuk that he holds that Shavuos Heses wasn't the times of the Mishnah. It was already, there were Rishonim like that, I think there's Deacon Rashi like that also. That Shavuos Heses was in the times of the Mishnah. So the Emes is now, you can ask the Kashi the other way. What do you mean, what kind of Shavuos is there by Talis? Classic Shavuos Heses. Ooh, excellent. Lomid Kleren HaChakire. The Matzav of Shnayim Oichsen. When each one's getting his hair. It's Shavuos HaNoidlin. Or Shavuos HaNaftarim. Big topic. You have to Cheshbin all the Shittas. Excellent. But it's another way of looking at it. Just like, why isn't it just classic Shavuos Heses? And you want to make this better? Rashi and Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin says, that's what you were alluding to from the other angle. Rashi and Baba Kama, Kuf Zayin holds that Fakir Bam is every koi for a call. Also swears. Only when there's a Umdana of Ein of the Meis. And he holds only by Milva, there's Ein of the Meis when he shows like Toiva. Why isn't there a Dairai Siddiq Shavuos koi for a call by Shnayim Aizim? So one second, take a deep breath. We threw out the oil. We have Rabbi Yechanan. We threw out the oil of a quick chazar of all the shvuos we talked about on the base, my reheta, the dummy, shvuos, my the amoyte mechavayal of a shvuor, rabchia, the chulim. But now, we just recapped another new three-level thing. Why don't you say, avadah is no shvuor, Kaifer HaKol doesn't swear. Step two. Avadah is a shvuor, shvuos hesis. And a shvuos hesis in the times of the Mishnah, why isn't it that? Rashi on Kavzayin, Kaifer HaKol derayse needs a shvuor, let there be a shvuor. What do you say to all this? And al kulana. You have to ask yourself the question, is it a Shavuos HaNoitlin or a Shavuos HaNaftarim? Can we respect that Chakira that we're always bringing up here? Because in the Matzah of Hashnayim Aichsim, when Reuven's going to be getting his blue, he's taking the blue from Shimon or he's keeping his blue? When Shimon's going to be getting his green, he's taking the green from Reuven or he's keeping his green? It's a very important Shaila. Yes, it's totally in the Chakira. Is it 50-50 or 100-100? I know. But Bazunder on Shavuot, and if the Oilim remembers, we had Stiris in this, Minei Yubei. On one hand, we had that if you say Eid Nisayeya, that we treated it as like a deraisa. The deraisa has to be niftarn. On the other hand, the Rambam says it's Neuflin. We're going to still talk about that, but that's
the word also is not just that toughest government.
I know, but in that goofa, is it toughest women and different other guys in Neuflin? Or punkfaker, toughest women and different women in niftarn? I can pull it both ways. I can pull it both ways. I'm telling you, I can pull it both ways.
But if you're sure, like, this case,
which one, what? What, that Kofar HaKol thing, yeah? He was assuming Avada... Niftar, yeah. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Rogel, when we asked it on Hesus, he meant to ask it on that Slav also, yeah. Right, correct? That's what you meant? He's more of a mixus. He's mask. Now, one last time. So why? We're at the threshold. We're entering. Frek the Gemara. Why are you swearing? You're worried about the guy that maybe he's planning to steal lie, take something so like it in. Mominus wise, Harsha Mishbat. So how are you going to prove it wrong? By the way, you're looking for a way to make sure someone's saying the truth. There's a whole sugya in Gittin by an almona. I mentioned this once. By an almona, when she wants to get the nechasim, and there's a shaila, she already deserves the ksuba, and the yisoyim really are supposed to be arshin, and there's a whole monetary issue if she's supposed to get some of the money, and we have to have her prove that she didn't get the money yet. So what they do is they prompt her with a neder, a whole idea that they thought of. Make a neder, you're not going to eat any bread for the rest of your life if you took the money. And then she's stuck on the net, and for every day of her life, kaseidah. When she's eating bread, she knows that she took even some of the money. And the Gemara says she could let the new husband, she'll get remarried, the husband will be made for it, you could do a bezdin, you do atar. The Gemara works out how you're going to shtelice all the various legal options. Why didn't they do that by Shnei Moshe? Each one should make a neder. What? Why is a neder better? The Gemara speaks out, the Gemara speaks out why neder is not better and not just to swear.
Just to live with it every year.
Yeah, so why don't we do that by Shnei Moshe? Why don't we do it by Shnei Moshe? Mad dramatic, it's a $32 policy. Let's make a thing over here, right? So you have to know, but the shvul, the mice, is to get us convinced. Wow, he's saying the truth. By the way, it's a double thing. It's to get us convinced. If he does swear, we say, Avad, he's saying the truth. And if he does, we say, oh, see, it worked again. It worked again. It worked this time. But why does the Gemara trigger the kasha? Rashi says in first, and Moshe Shalom like that on Rabbi Yochanan. Ask it flat out on the Mishnah. There are many truths that I said already too. I'm going to say them again. Mitzad the Mishnah, I could learn Bidid Domi. Mitzad the Mishnah, I could learn Moira Heter. Convince yourself, a Moira Heter Nikavad is not going to swear. Whatever he's Moira Hetering, he's not going to swear. If you give him a full true friend that he'll say, Ein li b'pachas michetzi, and he's thinking, zero, zero, zero. Yeah, so we covered that. That was yesterday. And that's why we're asking out Rabbi Yechanan. Now, the emes is, someone asked me a chlatz kasha, and it's not, it's the whole sugya. If you're going to tell me that chashan on mom and chashan on shvua, so then there should never be shvua in the Torah. The whole concept of Maitim Mixas Kaifra Kalayt Echad, Rav Chiyah, Shuas HaShayimrim. Like, hello, the whole sugya went. And yes, Boker Tov, that is what the Gemara is going to do. The Gemara is going to do that. The Gemara is systematically, we're not going to do everything today, but the Gemara is going to systematically now, all the way till the Bav. And so, if you're telling me that Chashan HaMoment is Chashan HaShvua, so then how is there ever a Maitim Mixas Kaifra Kalayt? And the Gemara is going to find Terutzim for something. Ishtamut, Dikam Ishtamit, Maire Heter. We're going to come with the various Terutzim. But let's get the ball rolling. So, frak the Gemara. And the first Shvua that the Gemara is asking Chashan HaMoment and Chashan HaShvua on. Is Shnayim Oichsim itself. The second one is going to be Maida Mixes. I hope to get there now also. But let's open up with the first one. Shnayim Oichsim, whatever you amaz, Rabbi Yochanan, you're worried that the guy's going to be Toikif. So how are you going to prevent the Toikif? Not a nether, how are you going to prevent the Toikif? Yeah, Rabbi Toikif, no problem. Swear to us. Okay. At common that he's going to be Toikif, I'll swear also. There's quite a few pshatim in the Rishonim what the Gemara means to ask by Chashir Amamayna Chashir Ashmosa. The simplest mahalach, and I want to quote you quite a few makairis for this, is, and it's come out the pshat I was saying until now, but there's going to be more pshatim. There's no ta'elis. All right, the purpose of shvua is that we have a ta'elis chazal, or by sometimes a deraisa, kuchibrichu. There's a cheshbon. You know, Bezdin wants to meet out the right din, and there's a way to get clarity here, because we'll confront the both of them, or one of them, or whatever the situation is, sometimes it's both, sometimes it's one, with a shvua, which either he'll cave in and we'll say, oh, we quarter down, or he'll taka, go for it. Now, Avada, there's people that are going to swear falsely also. And we're not saving the whole world, but that's what we're trying to do. This is a tayelis. I'll quote you some Lashoinis. Yesh lachar. Is it true that there are people out there that are willing to steal but won't swear falsely? Now, you know what the emes' truth is? There's probably all kinds of people. I think there's probably even those crazies that are willing to swear but they won't steal. I'm sure there's that kind also. It's a small, very small sliver bracket of the population, but maybe there's that also. There's all kinds. There's a guy that won't speak Lashon, he'll do it Tzichi, he won't Lashon. I mean, it's crazy, yeah? Pashtus, there's Chomer, and there's Kal, and there's an attitude of a guy, everyone has his level of, I do this, I don't do this, I come late to say that, but I don't speak Lashon Hara, or I, whatever, I have a matter of what I mean. Everyone has his Nechudas Habachira. You want to have a shmuz about Rav Desmos, Nechudas Habachira. Everyone has the things that, for sure, if you use a muscle from football, yeah? You know, you have to cover yards. There are things that this is way beyond your pay grade, and there are things that are way below that, it's not an assign for you. And then there's the place where you have your assign. Yeah, life is about 30 years later, don't be in the same place with an assign. Like, have the assign be something else. You don't have an assign to eat a ham sandwich on by an ila. Yeah, it's not like, well, you must gabra on yesh for that. That's like, way per se not. And if maybe in a vaklash and by accident at the chame, when you're in a chilled out situation, maybe you're just not holding there yet, right? And then there's the things in between where it's the, what do you call it? The nekudas habachira. So everyone has this different nekudas habachira. But specifically, someone that's holding by stealing, in general, generic nekudas habachira, is it true that that kind of guy is also going to swear falsely? Now again, there are people that will swear falsely also. There are people that don't. But is there enough people that in their bracket it's a different yardage of stealing and swearing falsely? How much percent do you need? You know what? I don't know. But Chazal are going to decide whether it's 7% or 17% or 42%. There's enough of a percent of people that, yeah, wow, it's kedai to make this daraisa or the rabban and the katakana that you should swear, because there are enough people out there that are going to be holding by being toisif, but the shul will stop them. Again, for sure this is that kind of person. No one's denying that. The question is there enough people out there that would? And we saw on Daf Gimel that there might even be a chilik between the Rais and the Rabbanan. There might be a chilik that, you know, different doyreis are different. But in general, that's what we need. Someone that's holding by stealing, but Shvu is going to stop him. Are there enough people out there that it's kedai? Now, I'll quote you some Lashoinis. The man the Yomar, Choshen HaMamoyna, Choshen HaShvuasa. Again, he's not denying that there are zero. He's not saying there are zero people out there that don't have it. But it's so minimal. It's so minimal, the difference. And now I'm going to quote. So why would there be no shvua? The smas loshen and simin sadi bases my ahani b'shvua. The maram shif. It's the same things. I'm just quoting the dikta kaloshen over here. The maram shif in ksubis, because in ksubis you have the same sig. Ksubis yitches, you have the same member of rabba from that gimel, the whole spiel. His loshen is matay elus yeh b'shvua. The ktsois simin sadi beis shvua say chinam. It's bechinam. Rabbi Kveger ma marviach. Catch on. The same thing. It's alfas elbazaf. And therefore, what should be the din? When you want to implement the shvua, but your attitude is, hey, but chashan on mamin is chashan on shvua. So what's going to be the din?
No shvua.
The Ramban of Gimel says, punk faket. The Ramban of Gimel, when he talks about chashan on mamin and chashan on shvusa, he says, adra, because chashan on mamin and chashan on shvusa, so therefore you are chayiv, but we're not going to make you swear because, hey, what's the point? And then there's mitoich. Mamish, the other extreme. Did you hear that? The Ramban learns that chashan on mamin and chashan on shvusa is not that you should be potter. It's that you should be chayav, but there's no purpose, and therefore you're going to be mitoicht. Without a shekinegda. Mitoicht. There's a third shot on the Ritva that it's a vart in Bezdin that they shouldn't do it because it's chaval. It's lefnei iver. Why should Bezdin implement this? Yeah. The guy's, yeah, going to swear. Those that aren't on there. And those that are, he's going to be pushing me maximum in an avera. And then you have a fourth shot from Rabbi Kivega, which I already mentioned, and I want to say it again. Rabbi Kivega says a maritic shot. And it sounds like it's a small difference. It's a big difference. I won't just say the headline of it. When a guy taka gets on the podium and swears, what happens after he swears? We say, wow, now I really know he's saying the truth. Are you crazy? Maybe a guy would steal, but he would swear falsely. I can't be fathom such a thing. I mean, I'm not naive. There are those people also, but it's enough to say, wow, he must be saying the truth. Zakra Kiveger, if you hold chashid on mamin, it's chashid on shvua. And the avla of stealing is just as bad in the nekudas habechira level as shvua. So why go through the motions? His attempt at stealing itself already proves to me. I'll use the lashon ki'ilu nishba, a whole different word. Ki'ilu nishba. So again, what were the pshatim and chashan amamayna? A whole slew of achranim that say potter. What's the purpose? What's the tayelis? What are you gaining? We have lifnei iver. We have the opposite end. Mitoich. And then we have Rabbi Kveger. Ki'ilu nishba. I want to milk Rabbi Kveger's kneshira drop. Rabbi Kveger said it, Lagabi, the case of Nascha de Rababa. By Nascha de Rababa, where you have to swear in chatfi di chatfi, and you can't because that's not machfish the eid. The eid says chotaf. Over there, we can't use migud chashid because let's say it will be as if you swore. But it's as if you swore what? It's as if you swore in chatfi di chatfi. Nu, aber weiter. You still didn't swear machfish the eid. Like the other pshat, in your potter, because we're not going to gain. Oh. And now is the Kushim Merkazis of the Sugya. A Gazlon. I want to do this Taisis now. Very important Taisis. But I want to give Akdama to the Taisis. A Gazlon is someone that robbed a bank yesterday. He was over the lav d'oraisa of Leisigzol. Let me quickly do this. Let's say I have another Yidoso. He didn't rob a bank. But he ate nevela. Is he kosher le'edus? Are they kosher le'edus? Is a gazlan kosher le'edus? No. He's not. He's pasul mideraisa. It's a perish a pasuk. Is it because you're worried he's going to lie, or is it stomach zeris akasav? Let me be marketing to you. Moshe and Aaron are pasul le'edus. We're not worried that they're lying. Moshe and Chaim Yankel, Moshe Rabbeinu and Chaim Yankel, who's not related to Moshe Rabbeinu, are not. Again, what was it? When Moshe and Aaron? Yeah. Moshe and Chaim Yankel are not meant to be made on Aaron. About Aaron. Karev is possible Aedis. Two Karevim can't be Aedim, and you can't be an Aed on someone you're a Karev to. Moshe Rabbeinu? Not going to lie. Well, Bechlal, even Aedecha, the Asama friend asked him, why do you need two Aedim? Moshe Rabbeinu? Why could Aedecha? Moshe Rabbeinu? There's no such thing. There's a parish of Aedis, and there are rules. Karev is possible. And Rosh is possible.
Why does Tosfos
say that much around Maishna, Shvua? Okay. I think that was in the Baruch HaMizim, the Baruch HaMizim. I think. For 1 second, if I understood you correctly. But a Rosh is Pasolatus. Is an Eichel Nevelus Pasolatus? Anyone has the idea? Is an Eichel Nevelus Pasolatus? Two Eidim want to come into Bezdin. They want to be made about a Halvah. They want to be made that a guy was Mechal Shabbos. They want to be made on Eidus in Bezdin. No. But one of them we know is the Vavus to Eichel Nevelus.
It's kosher.
What, Nevelus kosher or the Eidus kosher? It's a Machlaik, it's a Bayi Verovah. It's a Machlaik, it's a Bayi Verovah. It's an Enoch of Zion. It's a Machlaik, it's a Miroim.
No,
excellent. All Averis, Lashon Hara coming, like to say that all the Averis, it's not, there's Russia the Hamas, there's two levels only. There's Russia the Hamas, monetary involved, and Russia not Hamas. A Gazan is a Russia the Hamas. We'll call it Eichel Nevelus.
With regard to the same thing, meaning if he's.
That's tomorrow. Excellent, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Excellent, that's tomorrow. Now, a Gazlan is Pasul Eidus. Is a Gazlan Pasul for Shvua? I want everyone clearly to understand the case. Lamash, listen, Eichel Nevelus Kasher for Shvua. A guy has a Din Torah. Very confusing because I was working on this a lot, but I want to try to make it clear. Classic Din Torah, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, no, Mafatam, I only owe you 50. I already paid back 50. Not 50. I like 30 and 70. Reuven says you owe me 100. Shimon says I only owe you 30. He's kaifer on the 70. Classic Ma'idiv Mixas, yeah? Is Shimon going to swear Ma'idiv Mixas? Yeah, that's the din. What if Shimon is an Eichel Nevelus? He's an Eichel Nevelus. Will you give him the shvua anyways? Why not? Why not? An Eichel Nevelus is possible for shvua? Let's say Shimon is a Gazlan. He's a Gazlan. Yesterday he was a Gazlan. Will he swear? Is a Gazlan possible for shvua? So the Emma says it's a Gemara that he's possible for Shavuot. It's a Gemara. Fregin de Rishonim, and that's Tosfos Kasha, bomb Kasha. Fregin de Rishonim, why is a Gazlan possible for Shavuot? Just because he's a Gazlan, and I know he's possible for Eidus. I know he's possible for Eidus. There's a Kasha. Moshe and Aaron also possible for Eidus. But why is he possible for Shavuot? The reason to be possible for Shavuot, it's not the same rules as possible for Eidus. The reason you're possible for Shavuot, and again, you have my case, classic Moed de Mixas, Shimon is the Moed de Mixas, or there's an Eidecha, or he's a Shoimer, a Shavuot de Raisa, but it happens to be from yesterday, Shimon is a Gazlan. Is he possible for Shavuot? It's a Gemara that he is. Frektosis, a bomb kasha. If you hold Chashira, Mamoyin, Aloy Chashira, Shavuot, which means that even the standard in the Kudas HaBechira of people that steal, but they don't swear, so why should a Gazlan be possible for Shavuot? Why should a Gazlan do it? Pasul for Shavuah. Ma'ishna chashin amamoyna right now. Loi chashin Shavuah. Then Gazlan amamoyna. Loi chashin Shavuah. That's Tosfos Kasha. Nira. Zok Tosfos. Dehainu taima. Mishum de Shavuah chamura. Kedisa biyuma. Veshavuas. Ha'ilam nizdazeya aloi sisa. V'im toimar im kein amai Gazlan pasul Shavuah. The Omer, how do I know he is? Because it's a Gemara Mishnah, a Mishnah in Shavuos. The Omer should connect the Nishmonet. He's on the list, on the black list of those that are Chosher and can't swear, where Chazal made a new takana, that instead we make the Shekinek they swear. The Yeshlemetai says two Terutzim, the Erste Teretz and Rabbi the Chosher Teretz. And it's a world of difference, and we're setting it up for today, but there's a lot to do. The Erste Teretz says, V'Yeshlemar. Wow. The Gazlan Loi Pasul Shavuos Elemet Rabbanon. Ule Eidus with the Pasul with the Reis, and Mishim Lai Tashra Eidus. Zok Taisim is the both. A Gazlan is Pasul Eidus, but don't mix and match Eidus. Nevel is also Pasul Eidus. Later by. A Gazlan is Pasul Eidus Midraisa. But a Gazlan is, I'm going to be sorry, Kosher Lishvor. Midrabanan, they said he's not. It's a Zaytik Midrabanan. And that answers the Kasha. But Midrabanan, they said he's Pasul. So Midrabanan, there should be Chasher Amamayim, Chasher Ashvosa. It's a bomb Kasha. I'm not going to deal with it yet.
It almost makes the question stronger.
It makes the question the same. It makes the question the same. There has to be a part of it that this Snoop sold the Rabbanah something else. I'm going to talk about it. But Rabbi Yehuda Chasson goes different. And this is also in the Tosis. I put it in the Marmakayim. It's in Tosis in Gittin on Aleph and in Ksubas Yud Ches. It's the same Tosis with Shinuyim. It's Kedai to see all three Tosis. Rabbi Yehuda Chasson. Ha de Chasson amamoy nekashel l'shvua mishum deshema al yidei shvua yifresh migezel. Aval gazlon. Oh, so the Chachmas Menoyach, he was a big Chacham, he says there's a word missing. It should say Vadai twice. He says, he reads the text like this. Aval Gazlon, Vadai, a Gazlon who, from yesterday already, established as a Gazlon. Vadai, kemoishim imam in any part of the Mishvua. If he's already established as a Gazlon, he won't back out. He's already in the rut. He's in a bad rut. I'm in a bad rut. I already stole once. My life is over. I'll swear falsely also. But a guy who's in a moedim mixus, he's not a first-time offender, a garnished offender, he's never done anything. This is the first time in his life he's being asked that he owes $100 and he wants to say, I only owe 30. And we look at him, you only owe 30? This guy says you owe 100. Maybe you're lying, maybe you're saying the truth. Maybe you're lying, maybe you're saying the truth. Maybe you're lying. On the side that you're lying, this is the first time ever attempt that you might be planning to steal money. You borrowed 100 and planning to laugh away and pay only 30. Convince us by swearing. He'll back out. Tshuva lemechza, that's the Ramban's lashon. A person doesn't do tshuva lemechza. Package deal. If he's already a Gazlan, it's a river. That's the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda Chasson. Frektoisvis. We have murdered the Gazak. Frektoisvis. Veloikashme hureya. Oh, hureya. Dasidu veidochem inayum. And the Gemara said, Vibalti was accused of Adam of eating two sheps. Look, he's a Gazlan. He can't swear. We have to do shekenegdai. Why? Am I puzzle? The Bahanuf trade the awful tzarech l'shalim. And we ashar yifrashag de shvu. The mashim ashar. Oh, that's the kasha. Tais says, I murdered the kasha. This guy by hureya. You know if he ever did anything wrong prior to the story of Ahureya? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't tell us. My assumption is no. So first time ever, he stole two shepslach. For 4 months, he was getting 50 shepslach every day with Adim. One time, after Tony Shruk, the guy came without Adim. He brought, supposedly, the guy brought all 50. We don't know. The guy brought all 50 shepslach. He's totally makris madam. He's now found red-handed because he was eight, two of them. So tell you 1 second. He's going to pay for those two. So those two, he's clearing his name. He's a clean slate. So he will back out. Why did the Gemara say he can't swear? He's not the Gazlan to do who in the prior story stole. And Fetai says, no, you're wrong. The mashahu mishalim al yidei edim ein zahashav amalya, the al-karchai mishalim. Behind the time of the kaif, but the cotton pas ladies, we're going to explain that tomorrow. So Fetai says, no, even though he's a first-time offender, and he's paying begrudgingly back, but he that's called begrudgingly, and that's still, he's yet called the Gazlan.
Yeah,
but that's a festival.
He paid all the prior victims back.
We don't know. No, but here we know.
I'm going to say, what's the difference of this
and
a prior example?
Tomorrow, Shia, Ksois Lamedal Beis. Ksois Lamedal Beis, Ein Chum. We're going to see about that. But that's very important, the two Shitas and Taisis. The Kashi Merkazi is, if Chashan Amamayna Loi Chashan Asvua, so why is Gazlan possible? L'Shavua. The Erste Malach of Taisis is that Gazlan is only possible Asvua Medir Rabbanan. But the problem is, but if it's possible Medir Rabbanan, that should invite the trigger in Migdal Chashan. Needs a Hezber. The second time, Rabbi Yehuda Chasson, no. A Gazlan is possible Meshua Mederaisa. Catch on, it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda Chasson holds a Gazlan is possible Meshua Mederaisa. But a Gazlan who's already established Gazlan is possible Meshua Mederaisa. Over Amigud the Chashid, there's no Amigud the Chashid yet on the Gazlan Deraisa. The Shaila is from Ahureya. So Taisa says Ahureya is different because he's begrudgingly paying back those two. The emesis, it's a machloikis Rishonim. Toisvis in Ksubis over there, Yud Ches, it's the same Shittis, but if you look at Toisvis Shantz in Ksubis brings the Tupshat, and he brings Rabbi Yehuda Chasson, asks on Rabbi Yehuda Chasson from Ahureya, and Taka, because of August, he goes back to the first Shita, he holds it's a Kasha. He holds that if Rabbi Yehuda Chasson would be right, then in the Ahureya also, by paying back that too, which is clear as late, and then he shouldn't have been a Gazlan. He proves, must be that there's still a Psul Gazlan. Midrabanon. Murdik. So when the Gemara asked on Haim and Aleph, Va Gazlan who? It means Midrabanon. Wow. Okay. Good. Okay. We're maybe going to make a chavrusa and switch a little bit. I want to go inside, okay?